So, in the last four chapters, 90 to 94, Pi is essentially dying. He is at his lowest point in the book so far. He's running out of food and running out of water. He begins to hallucinate. He supposedly sees an island and is supposedly strangled or attacked by Frenchmen. Richard Parker supposedly attacks the Frenchman, or whoever it was, and kills him and saves Pi. Pi and Richard Parker have lost their eyesight. Pi isn't able to stand or walk around. He's pretty much out of all of his food and all of his water. And then he goes to the island, supposedly, and he stays there for a little bit. And then he figures out it's a island that supposedly eats people or things. And so he gets back on the boat with Richard Parker, and they set sail again. Eventually, their boat hits the shore of Mexico, and Richard Parker jumps off the boat and runs into the jungle, never looking back. Pi is sad that he never got to say goodbye to Richard Parker, and he never got to wish him farewell and thank him for everything he did for him, from keeping him sane and alive to supposedly saving him from being attacked by that Frenchman. Pi is then found by some people on the beach, some villagers on the beach, and is taken to the hospital. He remains in the hospital for a couple months and eventually gets back to full health.
Pi can't see, eat, or stand up. What is there for Pi to do? How can he continue to live like this?
To me, Pi really can't do anything because of the fact that, like, he's malnourished and, like, his body's, like, depleting on him. Like, he's giving up. Like, his will isn't, but, like, his body's, like, physically can't do it, or, like, he's mentally, like, unable to be fit, or, like, whatever he can do to survive. I feel like he's probably gonna survive. Like, he's just gonna have to wait out, like, these long, long days on the ocean, even though he's been out there for, like, 7 months. But he's gonna still have to, like, keep going and push as long as he can for the time being, so he can see people again and, like, you know, not die by himself with a tiger on the ocean.
And when he was in the boat, he knew he was dying. Him and Richard Parker were both dying. He knew because he was waving his hand at Richard Parker and he didn't see him, or Richard Parker didn't really acknowledge the hand waving. They're both very tired, almost jaded at this point. But later in the chapter, Pi says, "Should I turn to God?" as if he knows he's gonna die. So if he knows he's gonna die and turns to God, he's taking a little leap of faith about maybe going to heaven and reconciling with this life, trying to live a life with no regrets.
That's great, but also I think Pi can make it out through these last days. He's really striving for excellence. He's striving to be his same self, but he just can't do anything without food, without water. But he can breathe, and he can still just, like, see and sleep. So as long as he's resting and he's getting time in, I think he should be fine.
Those are some good points, Marcus, but actually, Pi can't see. That was in the question.
And no matter how much rest he gets, I don't think rest is going to put any food in his stomach. Just saying.
Yeah, I agree with you, Will. His organs are beginning to shut down from lack of water, lack of food. He hasn't had any nutrients in a long time now.
Okay, Malia. Do you think there was another castaway trying to kill Pi during his journey?
I don't think that there was actually another castaway. I think that he was hallucinating because his organs were shutting down and he wasn't able to fully focus and comprehend what was going on around him. And Richard Parker, it says that he killed the other castaway, but I just think that both the castaway and Richard Parker could possibly be a figment to his imagination. So I don't know if it
imagination. Yeah, I don't think there was another castaway. He's been on this boat for like months, and like there's no way there was another person on there the entire time. It's just impossible to think that there was another person on there that was trying to kill him.
Where would he have been hiding? Under the tarp? Nah, Richard Parker was under the tarp, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agreed. It had to be a hallucination. It's physically impossible for someone else to just be in the water and just happen to find that lifeboat and attack Pi for no reason at all. It's just very unlikely and unrealistic. So I believe it is a hallucination.
So, what do you guys think about this ending? Do you think it was a happy ending or a sad ending? Do you think the book was the Pi's time at sea was well resolved, or did it kind of go without any closure?
I think this was a sort of happy and sad ending at the same time. It was very tragic that his parents died and that Richard Parker died, and he didn't get to say goodbye to both of them. But at the same time, how could he really say goodbye to Richard Parker and he's a tiger? Like, what would he do to say goodbye? Just, like, pet him? But I think the fact that he got saved was very cool, because usually books end with the person dying, but he was able to tell his story and end up being healthy again. So I thought this was a really good ending.
Yeah. This book sucked. Anyway, the ending was terrible. No, I really enjoyed the book. The ending was pretty bad for me, though. I wish he ate the tiger.
So, why didn't you like the ending, Marcus?
Because I wish he ate the tiger.
So, you just wish he ate the tiger, and that would have made a good ending for you?
Yeah. Richard Parker didn't deserve to be on that boat, because he was supposed to kill Pi in the beginning, so I wish he just ate him.
What do you mean he was supposed to kill Pi in the beginning?
Because the guys pushed Pi onto the boat to, like, make him die, because they thought the tiger would kill him on there, but then they just became friends.
How do you know the crew pushed him? And in hopes of the tiger killing him.
Because it literally says the crew pushed them onto the boat with the tiger.
That doesn't mean they want him to die, though.
Daniel?
On top of that, Marcus. So you're saying Pi should eat Richard Parker raw? How would he make a fire? That's food poisoning, bro. You know he could get even more malnourished because of that.
This has been Survival of the Fittest. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Daniel.
I'm Will.
I'm Kalama.
Grayson.
Marcus.
And Malia.
Signing off. Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop.